So after going through this particular chapter, you will be able to understand first the essential factors for behavioral interviews. So we'll take a look at what are the requirements for this kind of an interview. Also the technical and professional knowledge required in interviews. So there is a certain skill set which is required. There is a certain amount of knowledge which is required in order to suffice the requirements of the interviewers. So what are these particular aspects? These we will look at here. Also important are common questions asked and the interview checklist. So various places of this particular video session you will find me discussing these particular common questions, certain questions related to certain aspects of interviewing and so on. The next aspect is the critical elements of the interview checklist. So there is a certain checklist that we can run in order to have an interview done in an effective manner. So what are those particular elements, what are those particular criterion we shall view in this particular point. So after having looked at the particular objectives, let's now look at an introductory look, take an introductory look at this particular chapter. So you can actually draw parallels or draw similarity between a successful interview and a successful sales encounter. So an interview is nothing but you're selling yourself to the interviewer. So you're convincing the interviewer that you have the required amount of skills and knowledge as well as the attitude for the particular job. So if you want to appear that you want the position for which you are being interviewed, then you must demonstrate your interest by finding out everything you can about the company and the position before the actual job. So you should be knowledgeable enough to answer certain questions which are posed by the interviewer in the context of their own organization. The kinds of things you should know about the company broadly include, as shown here in this particular figure, how long has the company existed, who are their major competitors, what is the parent company. So if you are being interviewed for a subsidiary, okay, so what is the parent company, where is the headquarters, are they into the same business as the subsidiary, and so on. How many people are employed by the company, and does the company have any international operations? So these are the important things that you should know about a company. Of course, there will be various other things which you can come up with. You can just think of many of such questions which probably might be asked to you by the person who is interviewing you. Okay, now there are various sources where you can find information pertaining to the questions which we had just mentioned. These being the local libraries in major cities around the globe. So, nowadays the local libraries, they have the internet facility, they have details about various companies. Also, you can go to the World Wide Web, access internet if you have it on your smartphone, or if you have it on your tablet or laptop or on your PC, or simply you can go to a nearby internet cafe. Also certain career centers, okay, certain agencies which might help you with this, as well as the company or the company website itself. So there are many avenues where you can find information about the company that you are being interviewed. Yeah? Well, the kind of things you should learn about the interview itself include the following. If possible, know and be able to pronounce the name of the interviewer. So this helps a lot. This creates the right impression. The interviewer is not offended if you misspell or mispronounce their name. For example, in one of the interviews which were being conducted in a previous organization where I was a part of the panel, there was a lady, okay, a Bengali lady, her name was different from the way it was spelled, and one of the candidates offended her twice by misspelling and by mispronouncing her name. So it created a really bad impression about that candidate. Find out what you can about the format and the length of the interview. So you need to understand how well you need to prepare, what time you're going to spend in this interview. Will you meet up with a panel is the next important question. So some people, they get nervous or they get anxious when they see many people questioning or probing them. So if you know from beforehand that you are likely to meet up with a panel of people, a panel basically is a group of people. It's not a one-to-one interview per se. It's a group which might consist of two or more people who are experts in their fields. So would you meet up with a panel is the next important question. The next in line is, will you meet with several people individually? So this is a different concept as opposed to a panel. So here you would meet up with different people on an individual or a one-to-one basis as opposed to a meeting in a panel. Will you be subjected to a lunch meeting? Nowadays, especially for many of the managerial positions, people prefer to have lunch meetings in which your etiquette elements, the politeness, the courtesy, the dining etiquette is all adjudicated. So people at a glance understand whether you are the right fit for the company based on your dining etiquette. Be certain you have a clear and precise direction to the interview site. So this is also extremely important, okay, in the context of things that you should learn about the interview. So are you aware of the location? Are you aware of the route taken to that location and so on, would all include in this particular point. Now let's take a look at an overview of interviewing. In this context, this particular slide, we will address the aspect of how to dress for an interview. So what is what are the things that you need to include in the element of dressing are discussed here. The very first aspect, which is not exactly the type of dress, but it is more broadly to the cleanliness element, is called as good grooming. So in this context, you need to check your hair, whether you have a good haircut, whether it's not too long or whether it's not untidy. So you need to check about the hair. Another important aspect is the fingernails and the makeup application if you are a lady. So in case of gentlemen, the hair, the fingernails holds true. In case of ladies, included with these two aspects is the aspect of makeup application as well. So light makeup is preferred during an interview against a very heavy kind of a makeup. Clothing should be neatly pressed and shoes should be in good condition. So you should wear shirts, okay, those being formal shirts for both men and women. They should be neatly ironed. Women, especially in the Indian context, can also wear tunics or kurtis, which again need to be ironed well, okay. Shoes, for that matter, both ladies and gentlemen, should be in good condition. That is, they should not be torn, they should be polished, and they should be clean. Another aspect of dressing is the conservativeness. So there is a need to dress conservatively in most of the interview situations. Here the focus, or as it said, the emphasis should be on appropriate dress. So you should be able to understand what is appropriate for your sector of the industry. Here, we can say what is appropriate for a sales and marketing job might not be appropriate in a banking kind of a situation, and a banking situation might not be appropriate for a manufacturing setup. So the kind of clothes that you wear should be appropriate to the particular business situation or the sector of industry that you are visiting. For male and female professionals, a conservative and properly fitting business suit is recommended. Jewelry for women should ideally be limited. Beards and mustaches are generally accepted when nicely groomed. So if a male candidate possesses, you know, a fully grown beard, it is accepted as long as you have trimmed the beard, it's in a good condition. If you have a mustache, it's not a stub or probably it's not a short mustache, it's a fully grown, well-groomed, well-trimmed mustache. Only then are such things appreciated and accepted. Let's move on. Now let us take a look at the types of interviews as a part of an overview of interviewing. So there are several types of interviews which we shall discuss in the forthcoming slides. As we see in the diagram, some of them being the campus type of interviews, the screening interviews, one-on-one interviews, panel interviews, the peer group interviews, the luncheon interview, and the second interview or series interviews. So the first, as mentioned, type of interview that we shall take a cursory or an overview look at is the campus interviews. The on-campus interview invites employers to campus to interview graduating students for full-time career positions. So as the name suggests, it's an interview which is done on the college campus or in the campus of a B school. Well, many of you might have, when you visited the institute, you might have seen, especially in the early months of the year when or probably once your examination is about to begin or about to finish, that interviewers from various companies come to the campus. That's in the case of Wellinkers, this particular campus here, and they interview students who are in the process of graduating or giving their final year examination. Employer participants include business, industry, non-profit organizations, and government agencies. So there is a wide range of sectors of the industry which actually participate in such kind of interviews. Positions here, as you can reckon, are generally entry level in nature, even for a management kind of a position. So many of the colleges have this. Slight variation might be possible for an MBA institute or a postgraduate place where people have many years of experience, probably are working in companies. In this case, if there's a campus, probably these might be for the mid-levels. But generally, or taking a larger consensus for many colleges, it's an entry level. And what they do is they encompass or include a broad range of functional areas, including but not limiting to finance, marketing, management, sales, operations, social services, technology, engineering, and laboratory. So there is a wide variety of choices that as per the college these people will cater to. Campus interviews will determine who will be invited for on-site interviews. So campus might not be the final interview as you've seen, but it's a kind of a screening done, it's a kind of a pre-selection done for the next round of interviews which are taken on the company site. The next type of interview is called as the screening interview. Screening interviews may be conducted in person, over phone, or via video to help employers determine if you meet the minimum qualifications for the position. So as the name goes, you can understand very well that it's an interview wherein people are filtered, people are checked whether they fall into the eligibility criteria or the basic criterion of the company before they are interviewed further. This type of interview is often used when an organization is considering sending candidates to their headquarters for a full round of interviews. So see, what I was saying, so this is exactly on those particular lines. So if the company does not want to spend time, money and efforts of the interviewers at the headquarters, they will first pre-select, you know, a specific lot of people. They will filter those people who only meet their criteria in various respects, and then they would be sent for a full round. These interviews are generally handled by a representative of the HR team, and they tend to follow a set format. So it's a structured format. There's not much to do here. There's not a lot of analysis. It's just basically checking whether people would be eligible for another round, probably at the headquarters. Sometimes a written personality profile will accompany this type of interview. We are continuing with the discussion about screening interviews. These are usually conducted by a recruiter who will review your experience and personality, compare it with other candidates, and determine your relative fit within a job description. So it's a very basic level of interview wherein you will be screened or compared with the benchmark which is required as a cut for the organization for that particular job opening. The objective of the initial screen is to reduce the volume of candidates to a manageable number. Let us say an ad was posted by Wipro a few days ago on its website as well as on certain blogs for the requirement of a project manager. Now many openings, many people have seen that advertise because of this posting. Probably they might have also posted on sites like LinkedIn, okay, tweeted about it on Twitter. So they might have got a large number of applications. Now these many people cannot be interviewed at the site, so therefore they need to quickly screen the candidates in order come to a manageable number. Now this particular example, let's carry this forward. The requirement was at the Pune office of Wipro. Okay, so people from Mumbai, people from Kolkata, from Chandigarh, people from Chennai, from Bangalore, from Mysore have all applied. So doesn't make sense for the HR at the Pune office to call all these people at the site. So what they will do is either through a local representative or through a telephone will screen the candidates, will cut them down to a manageable number, that is some amount of times that the number of posts require. So if there are two posts, they might cut it down to about 20 or 30 candidates and then carry on the next procedure. So typically screening interviews take place over the telephone. Now we know the reason why, because many candidates are placed out of station or in the suburbs, many candidates are working. So telephone is the fastest and the most cost efficient way of doing this. In this context of the screening interviews, as a candidate, you can expect some open-ended questions where the recruiter will be probing to see if you are operating from a compatible set of values, interests, and information. So what this means in simple terms is that the interviewer in this context will speak less and will allow you to speak more, and will gauge from your replies as to whether whatever you're saying is compatible, that is matching the culture of the organization that you will be working for. In this context, you should also expect specific questions about your past experience and skills. You also will usually have a chance to ask some questions of your own. So keep your answers short and concise, and be ready to ask questions which show an interest in the organization that you are being interviewed for. Typically, you will only have 20 to 25 minutes in a screening interview to outline why you should be considered for the job. So screening interviews are not very lengthy in nature. because they deal with the basic eligibility of candidates. So for a screening interview, it's a prerequisite, it's also quintessential to practice your answers so that you can get a feel for how long they should be. 2 to 3 minutes is about as long as you should speak for a single answer. Now the logic here might be associated with what we have discussed in the previous slide. What we've discussed there is the total duration or the total length of the interview itself is about 20 to 25 minutes. So if one answer, if you give for 10 minutes, it won't actually serve the purpose of the interview being effective. Recruiters often use screening interviews to establish whether a candidate's salary expectations fit with the position. So this is a prime reason, or this is a basic reason, why screening interviews are conducted. So here are a few suggestions for how to answer or delay salary screening questions. Let's discuss the position and responsibilities first to be sure that there is a fit. So this is one of the replies that can be given. The next is, you can politely state that salary is only one element of a successful partnership. There are a multitude of other elements which can be discussed at this point, and salary can follow. At this time, I'm sure we are both interested in making the best match. Salary is always relevant to the employee's work and contributions is another polite way of delaying the salary mention. I'd like to know a little more about the position, and I'm sure you need assurances about what I'd bring to the table before we can agree on a specific compensation package. So this is another particular reply for this particular tricky question in the screening interview. A few other suggestions include, I'm sure we can agree on compensation if the match is right. The next suggestion would be, you can state, could we review the level of responsibility and my potential for contributing to your group before moving into compensation? So far the job content and responsibilities seem right to me, and I'm sure you've considered salary in establishing this position. What did you have in mind? So these are some of the suggestions that can be stated in the screening interview. Now, after having discussed at length the screening type of interview, let's discuss the next type, which is the one-on-one or one-to-one kind of an interview. Well, this is the most common interview format and is usually conducted on site by the respective hiring manager. The interview focuses on questions to assess your skills, the knowledge and abilities which are specific to the job. A one-on-one interview is basically an interview or meeting between two people, one of whom asks the questions while the other answers. The one-to-one interview or one-on-one interview is a conversation basically between both parties and will end such conversation with an opinion. So there would be a certain opinion which would be established. Either the person would select the person interviewed or reject that person. The next type of interview is the panel type of interview. In some cases, the candidate will meet separately with the panel. In other cases, there will be a panel of interviews and multiple candidates all in the same room. So there are various ways of getting this kind of interview completed. During a typical panel interview, where there are multiple candidates interviewing for the same job, the applicants sit behind a long desk and the interviewers sit facing the desk. So this is how a typical panel interview goes. Each interviewer asks each candidate several questions and possibly asks a follow-up question as well. Three or more people in this context representing varied departments within the company typically conduct group interviews. In the past conducted a lot of such interviews, been a part of the panel. When I was in the previous corporate organizations, we used to have a panel. Now, the organization, the department that I worked for was recruiting people who would, troubleshoot for technical servers. So they needed a mix of communication, they needed a mix of engineering knowledge as well as programming. So we had people from different department who were skilled on that particular panel. So these representatives generally ask you questions that relate to their areas of interest and expertise. The next type of interview is called as the peer group interview. This type of group interview will introduce you to your potential co-workers. Peer is nothing but a person who would be working with you at the similar level. These team members will not have, of course, the ultimate authority to hire you, but each person's input has influence. In fact, in one of the previous organizations, we had this kind of method in order to induct people into our team. So once there was a person who had come in, and he was being interviewed at the level of a manager. So all three or four managers in the team were a part of that particular interview. And afterwards, the leader of the team asked the opinions of these managers as well. So each will be evaluating you and making recommendations about your fit with the group and the company. The next type of interview that there exists is the luncheon interview. As the name goes, a luncheon interview is an interview conducted when you're having lunch with the HR professional of the organization. The purpose of a lunch interview is to assess how well you handle yourself in social situations. You probably will be dining with your potential boss and co-workers along with HR professionals. Interviews are often stressful even for job seekers who have been interviewed many times. So this type of interview probably can be more stressful, okay, when you're expected to eat and talk at the same time, and while eating you're being observed, analyzed by various co-workers and HR professionals from the prospective company. Well, here we are continuing with the luncheon type of interview, which we were discussing earlier. One of the reasons that the employers take job candidates out to lunch or dinner is to evaluate their social skills and to see if they can handle themselves gracefully under pressure. So in a normal interview situation, people might not be too stressed enough, but these signs of stress and more importantly, certain other inherent traits of behavior might be uncovered in this particular type of interview. Dining with a prospective employee allows employers to review your communication and interpersonal skills as well as your table manners in a more relaxed environment. Now, what we need to understand is a relaxed environment is made for the employers and not for the employees, so that they are not too stressed and they can understand you from a wider perspective. Table manners definitely do matter. Good manners may give you the edge over another candidate. So take some time to brush up your dining etiquette skills. So it's very important to have the right skill set when it comes to dining, because today many organizations have started to adopt this type of interview, that is the luncheon interview. The next type of interview is called as the second interview, or the series type of interview. The series interview consists of consecutive interviews with three or more people in the organization all in one day. The interviewers may consist of someone from the personnel department, the person who probably will be your next boss, two or three people from the department, and someone from a different department. You may have a combination of individuals, panel, and peer group interviews throughout the process. We will continue with discussing the second interview or the series interview. Here the emphasis or the primary focus is to ensure that you have the necessary skills and that you will blend well with the organization's culture. So many of the candidates nowadays are selected on basis of the fact that if they are congruent or if they are compliant with the culture of the organization. Now, why this approach is being taken on a proactive basis is because in the past years, due to the large job market, many people or many companies faced attrition. Many people just simply left companies to join another company. Many of such people were seen as cultural misfits to the organization. Hence, a proactive approach is now being incorporated in many of the organizational interviews, and this forms the basis of the second interview or the series type of interview. The key to performing well in this type of interview is to know in advance that you will be having it. So, knowing in advance that there is a second interview itself will help you halfway. If you know what this interview is, what the basic constituents are, you can easily prepare and show yourself as a candidate who is a clear fit and not a misfit with the prospective employer. So advance warning will give you time to prepare mentally. You can also, as stated in the previous slide, understand about the organization, understand about the various departments, thereby understanding the culture of the organization. This will equip you properly for this kind of an interview.